Republicans from around the country are gathering in the Democratic stronghold of New York City for this week's Republican National Convention, which begins tomorrow. This weekend on the streets of New York, protesters have already begun to express their feelings, ranging from the serious to the humorous to the mournful. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
On Saturday, the main event was a march by thousands of reproductive rights activists. They crossed the Brooklyn Bridge and rallied at City Hall.
Women's rights. We will not give up the fight.
The line of marchers took 2 hours to cross the bridge into Manhattan. A woman who called herself Mia stood holding a huge toy syringe. She was wearing what could only be described as an old-fashioned Red Cross nurse's uniform. She said she was studying to be a nurse practitioner.
I am holding the syringe filled with my feminist beliefs that I will be carrying with me into the healthcare profession.
And my sign says, real sex ed saves lives, and that's the truth.
Other protests yesterday included a Books Not Bombs conference for youth and an exhibit of 972 pairs of combat boots arranged at a fountain in Central Park, one pair for each American service member who's died in Iraq. Two people were arrested protesting at a Starbucks and charged with disorderly conduct. With that exception, relations between protesters and police were calm yesterday, unlike Friday night when 265 people were arrested in a bike protest.
My name's Sasha Buckball. I am being arrested because I blocked traffic to yield to bicycles. I feel it's a great protest and it's a great show of support for sustainable energy.
It's over. Thank you very much.
The last voice was a police officer stopping the interview. Critical Mass stages monthly bike rides across the country to promote alternative energy. But this time there were an estimated 5,000 participants, many times the normal number. A smaller number of bikers encircled the Ground Zero site yesterday and police followed. But things remained calm, perhaps because it coincided with another action, perhaps the most beautiful and spiritual of the weekend. Several thousand people encircled the World Trade Center site in the early evening, ringing bells. There were small tinkling bells. Some 5,000 of those were given out. Large bells, homemade chimes, Tibetan singing bowls, all sounding out in a performance that lasted for a couple of hours. At first, they rang the bells 2,749 times for the 9/11 victims, and then they rang bells for all victims of world violence. The performance was created by composer and performer Pauline Oliveros. Minna Hamilton, a 66-year-old woman who joined the event, said it wasn't only that she objected to the use of the 9/11 tragedy in the 2004 election campaign.
I object to any use of it, really, by any political party, whether it's Democrats, Republicans, or Greens, although I haven't heard that the Greens have been tempted to do that. But I do feel that it's really very sad that President Bush chose to come to New York City primarily so he could use this symbol.
Meanwhile, preparations are underway for tomorrow's big march, sponsored by the Coalition United for Peace and Justice. Marchers will pass Madison Square Garden and then walk down Fifth Avenue until they arrive at Union Square. Organizers originally said 250,000 people might join this march, but the legal wrangling over a rally permit and disagreements within the coalition may reduce the numbers. On the other hand, most people who are engaged in the hundreds of different counter-convention events have said they also plan to join today's march, so the numbers could be large. Despite losing their battle for a park permit, many marchers plan to go to Central Park. Leslie Kagan, the national coordinator for United for Peace and Justice, plans to eat her lunch there.
I'll probably take a picnic lunch because I probably will not have eaten all day long. And I'll go have a picnic in Central Park.
And the city seems to be taking the idea of protesters in the park in stride. There are still uncertainties. Will there be breakaway groups? Will some group stage a sit-in at Madison Square Garden? One way or another, much of the crowd is expected to end up in Central Park, a cool refuge on what is expected to be a hot and muggy day. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.